Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Thursday. A little bit of high school softball coming up today. Now, the Trojan Slam, the leadoff slam, coming up this weekend for softball teams. There will be a bunch of them out at the East Carroll Complex playing tomorrow and on Saturday. Carrollton, the host school, but a lot of our locals are going to be out there playing alongside at this annual event. Lisa Phillips and her program hosting to begin the season. Now, today on the softball schedule, you got Harrelson County and Mount Zion scheduled to hook it up. Central and LaGrange, Herndon and Villarica on the master schedule coming up today. Tomorrow on the football field, well, this weekend, actually, starting tonight, Bremen and Carrollton scrimmaging, kicking off where a lot of our local teams have scrimmages this weekend. And, of course, 1 week away from the beginning of the high school football regular season. Coming up next Friday night, B92 Country will have Bowden at home with Valwood, Kiss 102.7 Central and South Atlanta. Great Classics 98.9 will bring you the Mount Zion-Lamar County ball game. Also next Friday night, Harrelson County will be opening at home against Gordon Central. You've got Heard County playing at LaGrange. Villarica goes to Cobb County to take on Campbell in that opening weekend. Bremen with the Saturday ball game in Statesboro against Raven County. Pretty good opening weekend of high school football coming up. And also, as you know, Temple and Carrollton open their season 1 week after that. Moved from there on to college football. West Georgia, first Thuds preseason practice yesterday. Shell, shorts, and shoulder pads. They'll do that again today for David Dean and company. It's still a little bit over 3 weeks away from the season opener when Catawba will hit town from Salisbury, North Carolina. Kickoff at Raylan Field, September 1st. At 2 p.m., Jackets and Dogs both get it going that weekend against Cupcakes. Tech with Alcorn State, Georgia with Austin Peay. The opposition will get a lot tougher before the year goes on. Some of the better ball games that opening weekend, Auburn and Washington, and the game over at Atlanta catches a lot of attention. And if you're into Alabama, the Crimson Tide opening against Louisville, all that coming up 3 weeks away. That first Thursday night, there'll be a smattering of ball games, but none of them really look all that appealing this year. They don't have the big names on that Thursday kickoff like they've had in some years past. The NFL exhibition weekend will crank up tonight. Tomorrow, the Falcons will be up at the Meadowlands to take on the Jets in their first exhibition ball game. In baseball, the Braves with an afternoon contest in D.C., trying to take 3 out of 4 of the series. Atlanta beat Washington yesterday. And the day before, they had the controversy over announcer Joe Simpson. Please, if that's what you're digging up on an Atlanta broadcast, that's ridiculous. Joe, you can like him or not, but that was innocuous. And that's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.